says to the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There is a website, wearepaulrevere.net. The time has come to disobey. I feel honored. I feel like an insider because I know two things. I know the creator of the website, and I know the creator of the creator of the website. So I really feel like we've got an inside track here. We are Paul Revere. The time has come to disobey. So it's a one-page website. I love those kinds of websites. One-page website. And on this page, there is a short, actually, there are a few very short videos, 2-3 minutes long. One I'm going to play for you in just a few minutes. It's advice from a retired Denver area sheriff's deputy. In fact, the guy is the author of The Sheepdogs crime novel series, really very well selling Sheepdogs. So this just retired sheriff's deputy, Gordon Carroll, gives advice on how to go into your grocery store, wherever you go, without wearing a mask. He's been doing this for months now. It's just like a couple minutes long. And I think being a sheriff's deputy for decades, Gordon knows how to speak with authority when he's in a store, but also as calm as could be. So I think you're going to enjoy that. And there's another very short video that's hysterical, actually, about wearing masks while vaping. And that's mostly a visual video, but, and again, only a couple minutes, 2-3 minutes. But I think I'd like to share that with you. You'll hear the narration, and I'll try to describe the video, and you'll be able to go to our website, kgov.com, and see it, or wearepaulrevere.net and see it. But first, I'd like you to hear from Dr. Roger Hutchinson. He's got all the credentials. I'll share his credentials with you after the video. In fact, he shares them. It might be a little hard to catch it. He's testifying in Edmonton, up in Canada, against their plan to double down on the masks and social distancing and all that, shut down, all that insanity. He's testifying against it. So let's hear that first, and then we'll get to more of the resources on wearepaulrevere.net.
We would love to hear from you. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate the opportunity to address you on this very important matter. What I'm going to say is lay language and blunt. It's counter-narrative, and so you don't immediately think I'm a quack. I'm going to briefly outline my credentials so that you can understand where I'm coming from in terms of knowledge base in all of this. I'm a medical specialist in pathology, which includes virology. I trained at Cambridge University in the UK. I'm the ex-president of the pathology section of the Medical Association. I was previously an assistant professor in the Faculty of Medicine, doing a lot of teaching. I was the chairman of the Royal College of Physicians of Canada Examination Committee in Pathology in Ottawa. But more to the point, I'm currently the chairman of a biotechnology company in North Carolina selling a COVID-19 test. And you might say I know a little bit about all of this. The bottom line is simply this. There is utterly unfounded public hysteria driven by the media and politicians. It's outrageous. This is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. There is absolutely nothing that can be done to contain this virus, other than protecting older, more vulnerable people. It should be thought of nothing more than a bad flu season. This is not Ebola. It's not SARS. It's politics playing medicine, and that's a very dangerous game. there is no action of any kind needed other than what happened last year when we got felt unwell. We stayed home, we took chicken noodle soup, we didn't visit Granny, and we decided when we would return to work. We didn't have anyone need anyone to tell us. Masks are utterly useless. There is no evidence base for their effectiveness whatsoever. Paper masks and fabric masks are simply virtue signaling. They're not even worn effectively most of the time. It's utterly ridiculous seeing these unfortunate, uneducated people, I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense, seeing these people walking around like lemmings, obeying without any knowledge base to put the mask on their face. Social distancing is also useless because COVID is spread by aerosols, which travel 30 meters or so before landing. Enclosures have had such terrible unintended consequences. Everywhere should be open tomorrow, as was stated in the Great Barrington Declaration that I circulated prior to this meeting. And a word on testing. I do want to emphasize that I'm in the business of testing for COVID. I do want to emphasize that positive test results do not, underlined in neon, mean a clinical infection. It's simply driving public hysteria, and all testing should stop unless you're presenting to hospital with some respiratory problem. All that should be done is to protect the vulnerable and to give them all in the nursing homes that are under your control. Give them all 3,000 to 5,000 international units of vitamin D every day, which has been shown to radically reduce the likelihood of infection. And I would remind you all that using the province's own statistics, the risk of death under 65 in this province is 1 in 300,000. 1 in 300,000. You've got to get a grip on this. The scale of the response that you're undertaking with no evidence for it is utterly ridiculous given the consequences of acting in a way that you're proposing. All kinds of suicides, business closures, funerals, weddings, etc., etc. It's simply outrageous. It's just another bad flu. And you've got to get your minds around that. Let people make their own decisions. You should be totally out of the business of medicine. You're being led down the garden path by the chief medical officer of health for this province. I'm absolutely outraged that this has reached this level. It should all stop tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Dr. Roger Hodgkinson is the CEO of Western Medical Assessments, and he's also been involved in a COVID testing company that I had noticed months ago in our efforts to stay on top of what's going on, Mutant DX. So Dr. Hodgkinson, as he said, is a Cambridge University trained virologist. He's a Royal College certified pathologist in Canada. He's the former chairman of the Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons Committee in Ottawa. And he pointed out that before this meeting, where these government officials are considering imposing more draconian measures in Edmonton, Alberta, up in Canada, that he circulated the Great Barrington Declaration. Now, the left knows nothing of this. They hide from it. But this has been signed by epidemiologists, health scientists from around the world. And they've got, in fact, at the top of their website, the GreatBarringtonDeclaration.org, GBDeclaration.org, they've got all the countries where public health scientists have signed onto their declaration. And it was written by three scientists, and it has many co-signers, again, from around the world. The three scientists who wrote the Great Barrington Declaration, here's who they are: Dr. Martin Kulldorff, Dr. Sunetra Gupta, and Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. Now, Kulldorff, he's a professor of medicine at Harvard University, biostatistician, and epidemiologists, they're all epidemiologists, with expertise in detecting and monitoring infectious disease outbreaks. Dr. Gupta is a professor at Oxford University, an epidemiologist with expertise in immunology and mathematical modeling of infectious diseases. And Dr. Bhattacharya is professor at Stanford University Medical School, physician, epidemiologist, health economist, and public health policy expert focusing on infectious diseases and vulnerable populations. They know what they're talking about. They have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of today's COVID-19 policies, and they recommend an approach called focused protection. Now, I want to go back to wearepaulrevere.net. What a great website. It's just the simplest, neatest website. We are Paul Revere. The time has come to disobey. On the single page site, there is a video that we'll hear now, and you can see just retired Denver area Sheriff's Deputy Gordon Carroll, author of the Sheepdogs crime novel series. And he just very matter-of-factly sitting in a studio. You can see the wall treatment behind him, recording in progress. He's just matter-of-factly sharing what he does when he goes into a store without a mask. So let's hear this. And he's retired so recently that he's been doing this from while he was still a sheriff's deputy to now being just retired. So Gordon Carroll from wearepaulrevere.net.
Hi, I'm Gordon Carroll, and we are Paul Revere. Just want to kind of go over with you how we expect people to kind of act if they're confronted on the issue of not wearing a mask, because it's one of the biggest questions we get. First thing I want to say is stay calm, stay rational, stay logical, don't get angry. Remember that the people that are confronting you, for the most part, will be just ordinary people that just don't know any better. So what we want to do is we want to inform them of how they can get out of this not wearing a mask. And we also want to make sure that we don't get any undue stress on us or our family. So I'm just going to recount what happened to me recently on a trip to a major store brand and explain to you how I went through it as they confronted me. So as I went through the store, I hear the usual taped message of social distancing and wearing a mask, and I just ignored it. And then I noticed that a couple of live announcements began to come across. I think that that was probably geared towards me, but again, I just ignored it and went on shopping.
Stop the tape, stop the tape. By the way, this is at a Kroger's grocery store in Colorado, King Supers. And so Gordon is shopping and pushing his cart, filling it up. And he hears the normal recorded messages, you must wear a mask. Then he hears some live messages, and he realizes the live messages are undoubtedly for my benefit, but he just kept shopping as calmly as could be.
That was probably geared towards me, but again, I just ignored it and went on shopping. Once I had my cart full, I went to the checkout counter, and the woman behind the counter said, "Sir, you need to wear a mask." And I explained to her rationally, "No, I don't. I'm exempt." She said, "You're exempt." And I said, "Yes, I'm exempt." She says, "Well, store policy is that you still have to wear a mask." I then said, "Well, that store policy is in error. They can't discriminate against me because I'm not wearing a mask and I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm exempt." She then went and got her manager. The manager came over carrying a mask and said, "Sir, I have a mask for you to wear." And I said, "Well, thank you, but I'm not going to wear the mask. I am exempt." And she said, "Well, why are you exempt?" And I said, "Well, that's an ADA question. You're not allowed to ask me that because it's a HIPAA violation. So you need to not ask me that. Just go ahead and take care of my bringing up my groceries."
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. So ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, I don't know that it's a HIPAA violation, but I do think that Gordon is right. You're not allowed to ask somebody who has an ADA concern, "Well, what is your disability?" So this is a case where law meets law and they contradict one another. When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty.
information. So you need to not ask me that. Just go ahead and take care of my bringing up my groceries. She then said, in a quizzical way, we can't do that. It's against our store policy. I then said, well, it may be, you may think it's against your store policy, but you're discriminating against me, and I would like you to just check me out. She then kind of hesitated, and the girl behind the counter then said, well, let's just not let him check out. And I said, well, you can't do that because now you're discriminating against me personally. And if you're doing that because it's for no other reason than you have a store policy, you're not allowed to do that. She then kind of quizzically looked around, and I explained to her, I said, if you want to call the police, you can call the police. They probably won't do anything, and we'll just continue, but I'm not going to wear a mask. She then got a little flustered, and I said, I'll tell you what, I'll make this easier on you, and I'll just go to the self-checkout. So I started to walk around here, and she stepped in front of me. When she stepped in front of me, I said, ma'am, please don't step in front of me. You can't do that. You're not going to block my path to my cart to go check out. She then said, okay. And I then got my card. I went around. I self-checked out. When I got to the self-checkout, the girl that was there actually came up to me and said, that was awesome, and thank you so much. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you, because if we don't stand up and stop this madness from going on, then we will forever be in masks, under lockdown, and who knows what comes next. So, for We Are Paul Revere, that's the way you deal with it. Thank you.
The website We Are Paul Revere, the time has come to disobey. I'd like to share with you, there's a small bit of text, and then there's a pledge, and then there are a few links to signs you can trust, and how to disobey, simple steps, and retired Sheriff's Deputy Gordon Carroll's video, which is just so encouraging. And then I'll do my best to describe what you'll see on the video, but we'll listen into the narration of another medical doctor who is demonstrating the effectiveness or lack thereof of all different masks. It is such, I'm asking the people in our studio audience, have you guys seen this video? It is a funny video. It's not supposed to be funny, but it almost reminds me of something you'd see on The Addams Family with Uncle Fester. Just smoke coming out from every pore. So the website, wearepaulrevere.net, the time has come to disobey. Here's the text. We are Paul Revere. My neighbor has the right to choose to be afraid. If he is afraid that I unknowingly carry an illness, he has the right to be afraid of me. He has the right to stay away from me, but he does not have the right to control me, detain me, or deface me. And I had to think about that for a bit, because sure, of course, he doesn't have the right to control me, detain me. And I thought, deface me. Now, normally that would be like if you're going up to a statue and you're going to spray paint it, graffiti, or use a knife on a painting, but deface a person. And then I realized, oh yeah, it's the mask mandate. We've said for years on this show, for decades, that when Muslims force women to wear masks, they're actually robbing them of their identity. Because your face is your human identity. That's your identity as you live your life here on earth. So this continues. I love how it begins. He has the right to choose to be afraid, but he does not have the right to control me, detain me, or deface me. If he comes near me and I am ill, he may catch my illness. If he fears my illness, he can stay away. I will come to him if he needs me, even if he is sick. When we are well, I'll eat with him in a restaurant, sit next to him in a theater, or wait in line with him at the grocery store. I'll never force him to do anything against his will, and I expect the same respect from him. I accept the inherent risk of death in life. If I should inadvertently catch an illness from my neighbor, I will not hold him responsible, even if I perish. This is how it's always been, and it's how it should always be. If I am knowingly ill, I pledge to respect my neighbors and contain my illness as best I can while still providing for myself and my family. I cannot guarantee that I will not spread a pathogen, but I will be considerate. And then there's the pledge, but before we get to the pledge, I want to go to this video. So from Maitland, Florida, this is Dr. Theodore Noel, MD.
So without further ado, let's cut to the chase and take a look at an ordinary surgical mask, and I'm using a vape. As you can see, that vape, which has aerosols the same size as COVID-19 or larger, goes through and around a surgical mask.
Stop the tape, stop the tape. There's Uncle Fester from the Adams family, steaming, smoking. There is smoke coming out from every part of this mask and all around the mask. And now he's going to go from that typical kind of mask you buy, 50 in a box, they're paper, they're blue on one side, white on the other. And he's vaping, so it's not smoke, right? And it's not pure water vapor either. It's whatever happens to be in his vape, nicotine, propylene glycol, and whatever else the person is vaping. So now he's going to switch from that mask to another mask, the kind you might see a drywall guy wearing in your home.
Now, if we take a cup mask and have a good look at it, here we go. Notice it goes right through the mask easily and goes in every
Uncle
direction.
Fester.
The aerosol is not affected by the mask in any material. Now we look at a surgical mask with a foam strip to protect above and keep my glasses from fogging. Lo and behold, the aerosols go all around it. Has no effect on me spreading aerosols to you.
Stop the tape, stop the tape. So he's switching in the video these masks on and off. He's inhaling from the vape, then exhaling. And some of the masks have all the water vapor and whatever are in these aerosols exit on the sides, next to your nose, down by your chin. And some of the masks, it comes right through the mask as though it were not there. And this particular mask, an upgraded version of the first cheap paper mask with the foam around the top to seal above your nose, the water vapor is not coming out the front, but it's coming out the sides like he's a steam engine.
Now a cloth mask I borrowed from my wife. Once again, here we go. Boom, straight through and around. It has no effect on the spread of aerosols. They go
that
everywhere. And then I went and bought a guard mask with a high efficiency filter material. That one, here we go.
Looks
Watch
expensive.
For it.
Watch for it. Watch for it.
Through and around. It had no effect on the vape aerosol, which remember is the same size or larger. Now, I don't have an N95 mask. I have these shop respirators where they can put all kinds of things in them, but they're like an N95 because when you breathe out, everything goes out through a valve.
Sure, that's how
Guess
it's designed.
What? It might protect me from you. It sure isn't going to protect you from me.
Right, of course.
Let's look at that again.
Now, stop Boom. The tape, stop the tape. So that's like a World War I, World War II chemical mask. It looks scary, makes you look like an insect almost wearing it. And it's designed to protect you when you breathe in, but you exhale and nothing, of course, is filtered when you exhale. So you vape, you put that on, and of course, your breath comes out unfiltered.
Boom. Any mask with a button on it has a valve that lets everything go from you to your neighbor. It has no effect on anything. I think you can get the picture now. There is absolutely nothing that any of these masks do to protect you from me. And the fact is that unless I have a mask which is fully sealed, and where I breathe through the filter material both directions, and I have a really high quality filter, nothing is going to protect in either direction. Because just the same way that the vape went out, around, and through, it will come in around and through.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. I think, now he's a doctor and he's a specialist, but I think he did just exaggerate at the end there, because the N95 mask, it is designed, and I do believe that it will protect the wearer to some degree. There have even been studies that when a surgeon is wearing a mask, apparently it's even been documented that when a surgeon is wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, he's really not reducing the chance of an infection in his patient who's lying in front of him cut open. But the N95 mask, it's not going to protect others if you are sick. And that is a one-way valve there. So we're talking milliseconds. Can a virus get in the wrong way in the one-way valve? Yeah, probably in greatly reduced numbers. Okay, so are we done with that video? Back to the website, wearepaulrevere.net. It says, take the pledge. Oh, it's a beautiful website, too. It just looks so great. Take the pledge, and then you could print a handout, and it's a double-sided handout, and it's the same thing that's on the website. And assuming social media will not allow this, like the Dr. Hodgkinson that we heard earlier, that was on YouTube, and we grabbed it immediately, downloaded a copy of it, because we knew YouTube would kick it off, and they did. So other people have done the same, and they're putting it up, and it's like that whack-a-mole game where it gets uploaded, and then they whack it and take it down. But the benefit of this handout is you could download this and print it and share it, go walk around your block, and go walk up to your neighbors. And there's instructions on how to have a very low-key conversation. You find out if they're fed up, and if so, you just hand him, "We are Paul Revere." So the pledge, take the pledge. I pledge civil disobedience and from life to not abstain. On threat of death, of loss of freedom, or in the face of pain. As of this day, it's back to normal. I'll serve my neighbor hence. I've joined this cause, will come when called, and seek no recompense. I make myself of no repute, I chase no power nor fame, but because you are astute, you wish to know my name. I'll give it in this darkened hour. All I ask is never cower, never grumble, never fear. The time has come to disobey. We are Paul Revere. So then there's Science You Can Trust, three links, like coronavirus restrictions killing 10,000 children per month. Another study, stress from virus response, destroying 7 times more years of life than the lockdown save. Wow. And then how to disobey in 5 steps, commit to a maskless life, resume social gathering, commit to working if you're well, prepare to be confronted, be ready with an answer. You have Paul Revere's permission to go back to normal. That's wearepaulrevere.net. Hey, and we know the creator and the creator of the creator.